Christina Kosnick grew up in the Twin Cities and advanced beyond her years in the sport of downhill skiing. Kos was so good, she was named to the U.S. ski team at the age of 15. She became the youngest American woman ever to compete in a World Cup event. She would go on to win 6 World Cup events and compete at 3 Olympics. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me on Sports and Commentary, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible gifts help to sponsor this show, and you can connect anytime to learn more and give quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. 46-year-old Christina Kosnick is with me today from her home out in Vail. Thank you for joining us, Christina. Tell our listeners about your skiing story here, will you?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up in Minnesota and skied out of a little area called Buck Hill. I was, I loved it, but I was also very naturally gifted. And through that, I made the ski team really early, as you said. Did Junior Olympics skied locally at first, but then just slowly kept kind of getting put into bigger and bigger events as my talent kept pushing me there, I guess you should say. And because my parents knew nothing about ski racing, so it was definitely all led by me and kind of how I was doing and what I wanted to do as far as, what my desires were, which was pretty neat, what God put on my heart and gifted me doing. And so I made the ski team, and I had a pretty rough go for the first, 6 years on the ski team. And I just finally realized that I wasn't doing it for anyone else. And at the time, I knew God growing up, and I can get into my faith as well later, but it was very interesting for me to look back now and to watch how he worked through my career. But I was pretty stubborn, and I was pretty slow in listening to the Lord. But at 21, I just realized that it wasn't about pleasing others. And so at that moment, it really was a huge switch for me. And I went on to just really excel on a world level. And the next year, I went from being ranked like, I think, 40th in the world, which, don't get me wrong, that's not bad, but all the way to being 2nd in the world. And I just kind of maintained that for the rest of my career and was able to stay in that top 7 in the world until I was retiring at 30.
Mm-hmm. Well, for most of us who are not skiers, or at least competitive skiers, can you explain what slalom skiing's all about?
So in ski racing, there are 4 events. And they're slalom, giant slalom, super G, which is super giant slalom, and downhill. And they're kind of divided into slalom and giant slalom be considered technical events, and super G and downhill are speed events. And the slalom and giant slalom of the technical side is more turning. There are more gates that you go around. The speed isn't as high. It's more technical, as the name obviously leads to, whereas super G and downhill are more speed events. You're going faster. There are less gates on the hill. And the speeds get higher, kind of the skis get longer. I did all 4 events actually until I was 15. And at that time, this ages me a little, they made me choose because they said no one can do all 4 events. It's just not possible. And so I had to pick, do I want to be a technical skier or a speed skier? And I was actually good at all 4, but my true love was slalom, which you'll see if you watch the Olympics this year. It's the single gate that the athletes actually look like they're knocking them down as they go through the course. That was my most favorite. It was my true love. And so I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to be a technical skier. So I skied in all of the Olympics. I skied in slalom and giant slalom, but no speed events in the Olympics. I did ski a couple speed events in the World Cup, but never at the 3 Olympics I was at. It was just a slalom and a giant slalom ski.
Yeah, yeah. I was watching some slalom skiing over the weekend, and boy, I tell you, you're going down that hill at breakneck speed and trying to weave in and out of those gates. You have to be kind of fearless, don't you? Sort of a daredevil to do your sport?
You know, I think, yes, this is very true. It is very true that you need to, I mean, some people even joke that, you know, we have to have a screw loose to do it because people think it's crazy. But from everybody that you see that does this at a professional level, we've been literally with skis on our feet since we were 3 or 4 years old. And yes, there's a level of, you need to be a risk. You need to be able to risk. And you're ultimately throwing your body down the hill to be fastest. But to us, it's like walking. I mean, we just felt so comfortable that it only seemed normal. But the competitive part in you would say, well, yeah, I got to go as fast as I can, you know. But yeah, I think that is a different breed maybe in any race car driving, ski racing. You know, there's a little bit of us that we have a kind of a need for speed, I guess.
Yeah, I get that. All right, Christina Kosnick, 3-time Olympian and World Cup champion skier. Sports and commentary, getting to know the legendary Kaz here on the program. And we're running out of clock, Christina, so let's ask you to come back and we'll talk about, you know, the downhill skiing, the alpine skiing, and what this does to your body long term, and how you even competed in the Olympics with a torn ACL. We'll turn it back to 06 for that story on our next Sports and Commentary. Thank you for being here. Blessings to you.
Absolutely. God bless.